The chairman of the Powerful Gaming Commission, Stephen Crosby, said the apparent level of interest in Western Massachusetts by major casino operators is proof the state's new casino law is working as intended.
We want to maximize the jobs, maximize the revenue, and minimize the negative consequences. And when you've got four, five, six legitimate companies with legitimate sites trying to win, that means they're going to really put their best foot forward. So it's great. This is exactly the way it should be playing out.
Crosby defended the pace of the casino licensing process, which has been criticized by labor leaders and some municipal officials anxious for the jobs and revenue promised by supporters of the casino law when it passed last year after decades of debate.
We've issued 80 pages of regs that will govern the first phase of the application process. We've had six education forums, 20 public meetings, so we've done a lot in the 4 months that we've been here. So we're trying to walk this line between moving quickly on the one hand and being very prudent and not making a mistake.
The casino licensing process in Massachusetts will mark a milestone tomorrow when casino companies can give the commission a $400,000 check, which is non-refundable, to become certified applicants. Commissioner Bruce Stebbins said this will allow the companies that are certified to hold discussions with state agencies on transportation, environmental, and other issues related to their projects.
And this gets their credible foot in the door so that we're not expending time of our colleagues in state government on proposals that don't have the financial might to move forward.
The gaming commissioners held a forum Wednesday on the campus of Western New England University in Springfield. During the forum, separate panels of experts discussed ways for communities to mitigate the negative effects of casinos, train a workforce for casino jobs, and how to connect casinos to the state's hospitality and tourism industry. Spiro Batistados is head of a convention and visitors authority in Northwest Indiana, just outside Chicago, a region where there are five casinos. He said when destination resort casinos are built in Massachusetts, people will come, but the local tourism officials will have to work hard to get them to other attractions.
I don't think it's an insurmountable challenge, but I think that the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, the Convention Bureau has to have a very real understanding of what every person's role is, and their role is dramatically different than that of the operator of the casino.
Judy Matt, president of the Spirit of Springfield, a nonprofit that promotes big crowd-drawing events, such as a holiday light show and 4th of July fireworks, said she would welcome a casino in Springfield.
We've been looking at this for years. Years ago, they began to try other opportunities to bring business and work into the city, and it didn't happen. This is a chance that we have, and I believe many of these people who are interested in coming here are going to do it right. We wouldn't have it any other way.
About a dozen people holding signs outside the campus building where the forum took place protested the possibility of a casino coming to Springfield. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has rolled out the red carpet for casino developers, and several major casino companies have looked at potential sites. One company, Ameristar of Nevada, has purchased a former industrial site on the city's east side for a casino development. Mohegan Sun of Connecticut has been actively pursuing a casino project in the town of Palmer for several years. A group of people wearing yellow T-shirts and holding signs reading "Palmer First" demonstrated at Wednesday's forum in favor of that casino project. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.